Hello and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin.
Welcome to Consider This. This is the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. The Selangor State Government has proposed a motion to increase the number of seats in the State Assembly. This as it marks a monthly increase of close to 90,000 new voters due to automatic registrations, which means Selangor's number of registered voters, standing at 3.6 million currently, will reach 4.6 million in just 12 months. But will adding more constituencies improve the functioning of representative democracy? Elizabeth Wong is the Selangor State Assembly person for Bukit Lanjan. She's also the chairperson of the Selangor Backbenchers Club. Elizabeth, we understand that representatives of the state have actually met with EC or Election Commission representatives about this. What has been the outcome of that?
Well, we had the meeting on 30th of March, and to just summarize it, the Election Commission told us that they can't do anything to look into the delimitation exercise in Selangor because they are bound by, you know, the federal constitution, and there's no request by the federal government to do so. I mean, I'm just going to put it very bluntly. They called the meeting. It was very kind of them to actually call us up. I've never sat in any meeting with the Election Commission. That was the first time. And they basically just told us how many new voters that we have. So it ranged from, you know, now we have constituencies, you know, with 80,000, 90,000, 100,000 voters. So, you know, hooray for Selangor. But it's not good for the voters.
Yeah, Elizabeth, could you help us understand, you know, what is also behind the proposal by your government to increase the seats? Is the thinking that the increase in seats and perhaps addressing longstanding issues of malapportionment that plague the Malaysian electoral system, it will in fact improve, you know, the functioning of our democracy?
You are absolutely right, Sharad. But I think it's also because there's just so many new voters. Just to correct a little bit what you said earlier, I just want to give you the scenario. Back in April 2018, just before the general election, in Selangor, there were about 2.4 million voters in Selangor, and that was already considered, you know, the largest number of voters in any state. Today, after Undi 18, as well as the automatic registration of voters came into being end of December, that's about 3.64 million voters altogether. So we're talking about 50% more voters compared to the last general election. I think it's high time to look into, you know, to do this whole delimitation exercise all over again. On that note too, back in 2018, I think if we can recall, the federal government, the Election Commission, did do, you know, some kind of you know, delimitation exercise, but back then, we all knew, back in 2018, it was nothing to do with delimitation. It was essentially gerrymandering. So back then, even, we protested from the state. We protested as representatives and also as voters. But it came to being, you know, so all the different constituencies were cut up in Selangor back then. So today, it has become this huge monster whereby, you know, we have constituencies with, you know, more than 70,000, 80,000, 100,000 voters. And these are state seats. These are not federal seats. These are not parliament seats.
So, okay, I just want to kind of better understand this. I understand the history of the redelimitation exercise and perhaps the limitations at the federal level of how frequently we are able to do a redelineation exercise. I believe we've got about four more years left on the clock for that. But when it comes to the thinking, perhaps even in other countries, is the thinking that as populations grow, as a voter population grows, that assemblies, both state and at the federal level, assemblies and parliaments also need to grow correspondingly.
That's right. You can increase the number of seats, or you can perhaps increase, say, the boundaries of the electoral seats. I mean, the general principle, and this is in fact very clearly, you know, implied in the 13th schedule of the federal constitution, which is the general principle being the number of voters in each constituency in a state, it should be approximately equal. With the exception, of course, there must be some measure of weightage given to rural constituencies or constituencies which perhaps are in some disadvantage. Anyway, that is the general principle. So today, we have seats where there are only 30,000 voters, and at the same time, we have seats which are, we call them city seats or urban seats with 110,000 voters, 117,000 voters. The largest constituency that we have in the whole country today is in Selangor. It's a state constituency called Kinrara. It includes Puchong and a few other places. So I think that is so stark. So when we brought up this issue with the Election Commission during our meeting, I did stress on this point that because Undi 18, Undi 18, and also this automatic registration of voters is something quite new and quite extraordinary, the EC should in fact be looking into how to manage this this current situation. You know, it's not business as usual like before. We cannot wait for another
Elizabeth,
4 years.
Right, Elizabeth, we have a limited time left with you. Could you tell us what ideally you'd like to see? How many, what was the increase in seat numbers that you are looking at? And how would you address that disparity between the smallest seat and the largest seats, that, you know, the spread, as it were, of sizes?
Well, what we proposed to the Election Commission during the meeting was that we asked them to draw out the boundaries for us. We are not even going to tell them what to do. But at the same time, if you can recall, our Menteri Besar did say that he's looking at between 10 to 15 new seats. This, I think, is the bare minimum. If I were in his position, I'll be looking for around 20 to 28 seats, because we are talking about a 50% increase of new voters in the state compared to the last general election. So that is how we come up with this number, 28 new seats. Whereas the Menteri Besar is saying, you know, perhaps you don't need that many, but for sure there has to be some form of, you know, regeneration happening in Selangor.
All right. Thank you so much, Elizabeth, for joining us on the show today. Elizabeth Wong of the Selangor State Assemblyperson for Bukit Lanjan there. We're going to take a quick break on Consider This. We will be back with more. Stay tuned. You're watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me is Sharad Kutin. Let's continue our look at the Selangor State Assembly's proposal to increase the number of state seats. This, as the number of its voters continue to increase due to automatic registrations, is now the right time to talk about redelineation. Our next guest is Azri Arifin, committee member of the with the Shah Alam Division of UMNO. Azri, what are the challenges that an ADUN would face in the state constituencies of Shah Alam, for instance?
Thanks, Melissa. Challenges, right? Well, that's a very good question, actually. Right. I'm sure that basically all elected state reps in Selangor would have a different kind of challenges, right? So what the rakyat wants, for example, in Shah Alam, maybe differs. To what the rakyat wants in Sabah Bernam, you know? I believe that the rakyat in Shah Alam, which we have, You know, we have everything here in Jhelum. The infrastructures, the facilities, the people are professionals, you know, organized township, you know, would want more other than all these needs, such as, you know, like security. Maybe that's one of the things that they want. And
can I ask you just to follow on Elizabeth's Melissa's question, which is the challenges that are faced when constituencies get too large. And this is the claim that, you know, with automatic voter registration, all constituencies, yeah, or most constituencies in Selangor are, you know, doubling in size or going increasing by 50% or so on. Is that a challenge for the representatives?
That's a challenge. You know, go back to what the voters or the rakyat wants. Actually, if you ask me, basically what we want is to be near and to be serviced by the elected rep or adun or the member of parliament. You know, if the numbers is... I give you one good example in Jhelum, where I live. In October 2021, the gazetted voters for the Dun Kota Anglia is around 56,000. And compared to the new gazetted of the voters as of March 2020, is already 86,000. You know, is a whooping near to nearly 50,000 of voters increased drastically. You know, so as what you've been saying just now, I think 56,000 as of 2031 and 86,000 currently as of March. Do you think that the representative, you know, will have all the challenges? I believe yes.
Well, I understand what you're saying, that, you know, large constituencies present a challenge for elected representatives. Yes. But I also, what I'm hearing is that you're saying that there's not enough, too many constituents to be serviced by an adun. And I think what was happening here is that we are misplacing the role of an adun as a service center.
Correct.
Aduns are legislation, they make policy and legislation, and not to really to look at potholes and drains or to jump into polluted longkangs to fish out rubbish. That's really not the role of an adun, right?
Yes, correct, Mel. He is totally correct on that.
Are you in favor of the proposal to increase the number of seats in Selangor?
Personally, yes.
And your party would have supported it?
Hello?
Yeah, yes. Would UMNO and Barisan Nasional support an increase in seats at the state level?
That question. I think we will support to increase the numbers of seats, because the most important thing is to serve the rakyat. You know, if you have a large number of voters to be under you, then basically you can't actually go to every of the, you know, you need a small scale, so you can more present representative better in that sense, you know?
Right. Well, you said that, you know, 80,000, 90,000, that's a huge number for any constituency.
Yes.
When you look at Shah Alam, for instance, and the constituencies there, what would you consider a fair ratio, a sensible ratio?
I think it's not fair. Total of 170,000, the whole parliament, as compared to last quarter 2021, I think we need to break another dun. That's in my opinion.
Okay.
So can I ask you, in terms of the criticism that's often been made that redelineation exercises have been very politicized, that they favor some parties over the other. This was true during the Barisan Nasional era. Critics said that. And I don't know if in being in opposition in Selangor, you fear that this exercise, or some members of your party fear that this exercise will also be done in a way that favor Pakatan Harapan, which is in power. How do you propose getting over the problem of politicizing or the politicization of the redelineation exercises?
If you ask me, basically, technically, yes, it will be favored to the ruling parties in that state, because they would know that where actually they will be, what we call it, delineation, you know, where which part that they're going to delimit it, the what we call the geographic and the demographic of the area. So it will be advantage for the ruling government, basically, the government in power during that time. But in, right. in other words, what I can say is that any parties, the most important thing is to serve the rakyat. So if you have better numbers to serve the rakyat, I think most all the parties, the party will agree on this.
Azri, thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. Azri Arifin, committee member of the Shah Alam Division of UMNO there. Another quick break. We will be back with more on Consider This, talking to Thomas Fun of Bursa. Stay tuned. Thanks so much for staying with Sharad and I on Consider This. Thomas Fun joins us now. He's the chairperson of the Coalition for Clean and Fair Elections, better known as Bursa 2.0. Thomas, the Selangor State Assembly's proposal to increase the number of state seats because they're seeing their number of voters increase or continue to increase significantly due to automatic voter registration. Do you think the issue at hand is simply about creating more seats, more elected representatives as a voting population increases?
I think for a long time, we have always highlighted that Selangor is underrepresented. In other words, it has a huge population and voting population, but not enough parliamentary seat or even a dune seat. And we have suggested a couple of years ago that the seat be increased primarily to trigger a redelineation exercise, because there's only a few ways you can trigger a delineation exercise. It's either the federal government amend Article 46 to increase parliamentary seat, which automatically will trigger the delineation for the state as well, or the state assembly, like in this case, trigger the delineation by increasing seat. But I want to say very clearly, you know, I mean, let's be under no illusion. Increasing the seat in the dune does not automatically guarantee that you will have a fair apportionment of the seats. In other words, that EC will do what they are supposed to do, because they have done it over the decades and they have never rectified the malapportionment that we see in Selangor.
Thomas, you know, the timing of this proposal, is it slightly odd considering Pakatan Harapan has been in power in Selangor for now a third term, right? And there was a time when the Pakatan Harapan was in power also at the federal level. Shouldn't that have been the time when they did this, when they had a much more sympathetic year and also the leadership of the Election Commission had changed, presumably for the better? Did they miss the boat on this?
Yes. You know, there is a maximum time for delineation to take place under the Constitution, Article 113. It says that the EC can take up to 2 years to do a delineation. And if we are looking at doing a delineation in time for the next general election, then I would say quite likely it is a bit too late to do that. It is something that they should have done soon after the last delineation by EC, where they saw such a bad delineation done, instead of bringing the size of the seat closer together in size, EC actually made it worse in some cases. The big seats became bigger. So now with automatic voter registration and Undi 18, what has happened? Just to take one example, the smallest seat in Selangor is NO1, Sungai Air Tawar, and that one had 16,000 voters. Now, after AVR and Undi 18, it has just under 20,000. Where else the largest seat, Kinrara, N30, had about 77,000 voters, now is about 120,000. 120,000. So the difference between the smallest and the biggest is about six times. And this is how bad it is. And that's why we do need a delineation, but triggering an increasing seat would not guarantee that this will be rectified. But Bersih has actually done a report for Selangor where we recommended that they amend the state constitution so that it provide a constraint on EC to do the delineation. And a mathematical constraint whereby EC would have to not violate the state constitution and achieve fair apportionment. And the same thing with gerrymandering. This is in our report that we have written to the Selangor State Government a couple of years ago. And I think this is important, more important than increasing seat, if you want to see fair representation.
Right. Thomas, you pointed out that Selangor is underrepresented, but what about other states? And other state assemblies, might they also be looking at this because AVR and Undi 18 affects everyone, every state across the board? Are there other states that are also possibly affected by this, by having a dramatic increase in their voter population?
Yes, on average, with Undi 18 and AVR, on average, we saw an increase of between 45% to 50% voters all across the board for every state. So states that are already badly malapportioned are states like Selangor, obviously, states like Johor, states like Perak, these are the states, and even Sarawak, you know, they are the urban seats and the rural seats are badly malapportioned. But again, you know, triggering a redelineation and letting the EC decide how the boundaries are drawn, to me is a mistake, because as long as we have an EC that is not truly independent and professional enough to follow the constitutional guideline as laid out in the 13th schedule of the federal constitution, that every constituency should be approximately equal in size. If the EC is going to interpret 5 to 1, you know, 5 times to 1 or 6 times to 1 as approximately equal, we are still in trouble, even if you increase it. So that's not going to solve the problem.
Right. So what is the solution? And, you know, especially the perception between the contending stakeholders that any exercise is a political one. How do we get over that hump?
Well, I think the real long-term goal is to ensure that the Election Commission is independent in the way the commissioners are appointed. Right now, it is the sole prerogative of the Prime Minister to appoint every commissioner recommend to the King to be appointed. So there's no other. So we recommend that the appointment process be brought under Parliament that is represented by people from both sides, so that there is several layers and the public could nominate candidates. So that's one thing. Second thing is that in terms of budgeting and staffing as well, now is getting the money from the Prime Minister's department, but it has to have its own budget so that it can truly function independently and professionally. Then you can have a fair election. This is the most important issue when it comes to fair election, the boundaries.
Thank you so much, Thomas, for joining us on the show tonight. Thomas Phan from Bursa 2.0, wrapping up this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan, signing off for the evening.
Thank you so much for watching. Good night.